This morning I want to take a little bit of a closer look at the life of Abraham. Because in our Old Testament reading, Genesis chapter 12, it's the very first time that God speaks to Abraham. It's his very first conversation. The first thing he says to Abraham is, go. From your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Go. Kind of miss it a little bit in the English, but that very first word, go, in Hebrew is Lake Laka. Lake Laka. You can practice your Hebrew later. Lake Laka, it's a word of law. It means go, get, leave. Lake Laka. Most of you know that we have a big dog at our house, Titus. And if you come to our home, he will not leave you alone. And you'll find yourself wanting to say, Lake Laka, go, get, leave. He says this to Abraham because Abraham's an idolater. Lake Laka. Some of you got it. That was bad to say to my own son. Abraham's an idolater. He's worshiping foreign gods. So God comes to him with a word of law. Go, leave, Lake Laka. And you want to know what the most fascinating part of this story to me is? It's very, very next verse, verse 4. So Abram went. Just like that, Abraham goes. He leaves everything behind, his house, his relatives, his land. No discussion with Sarah about this beforehand. I think Sarah should have put her foot down, maybe. What do you mean, Abraham, we're going to leave everything, our house, our home, our relatives, we're just going to go? No church meetings, no congregational meetings, no voters meetings. Abraham, he just goes. Abraham went. Just like that. He leaves everything he ever knows. And Abram went. Lake Laka. Why would Abraham just go? Because he had the Lord's promises. The Lord said, I'm going to give you a land. And I'm going to make you a great nation. And I'll bless you. And I'll make your name great so that you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. And I'll curse those who dishonor you. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. The Lord gives him 7 promises, and he believes. And so he goes. He leaves everything he ever knew. Now, the reason why I bring up Lake Laka is not so that I impress you with my Hebrew knowledge. I learned really early on that people don't care about Hebrew when I wrote it up on the marker board downstairs, and they said, is that chicken scratch, Pastor? The reason why I bring up Lake Laka is that, interestingly enough, the Lord only says Lake Laka to Abraham twice in his life. Here, in the very first conversation he has, where he asks him to give up everything of his past. But then he says it again in the very last conversation he has with Abraham in Genesis 22, where he asks him to give up everything of his future. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, he said, here am I. He said, take your son Isaac, whom you love, and Lake Laka. Go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering. You know when Abraham heard Lake Laka, it rung a few bells. The last time, Lord, you said those words to me, you were asking me to give up everything of my past, and now you are asking me to give up everything of my future, my own dear son, who through all your promises will be fulfilled, and you're asking me to give him up, to offer him as a burnt offering, to give up all my hopes and dreams and future, to give it all up. Lake Laka, go. And you want to know what the most amazing part of that story is? The very next verse. Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took his son Isaac. Just like that. No conversation with Sarah. Sarah should have put her foot down on that one. What do you mean, Abraham, you're going to sacrifice our son. Abraham just goes. He gives up everything of his past. He gives up everything of the present. He gives up all of his hopes of the future. Why? Because he believed the Lord. And he trusted that he would provide. See, I want to look a little bit more closely at Abraham's life with you because I think God has much to show us. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. What does he mean? Because he doesn't mean that you can cling to your past and follow him. He doesn't mean that you can cling to your hopes and dreams and your future and follow him. He doesn't mean that you can cling to your riches and follow him. He doesn't even allow you to first go and bury your own relatives and then follow him. Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead. He doesn't mean that you can follow him while still holding on to whatever it is that's most important to you that's not him. Lake Lacah, leave those things behind and cling to him alone. Why? Because he left everything he had so that he could find you. He gave up everything he had so that he could have you. Christ lost everything for you. He laid down his life so that you could have life. He relinquished all of his power, all of his prestige, so that you would be found. He left his heavenly kingdom to come down and follow after you so that you would have a hope and a future in him alone. He gave up everything for you. Soldiers led him away inside a palace, and they called together the whole battalion, and they clothed him in a purple cloak. And twisting a crown of thorns, they put it on him, and they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had finished mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. Don't you see that our Lord gave up everything for you? What kind of love is this? What faithfulness? What sacrifice that he gave so that you would be a dear child of God, so that you could have everlasting life, all by God's grace. So Lake Lacah, God is calling you to let go of whatever it is that's not of Christ and follow him. Or as St. Paul said, whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord. For his sake, I've suffered the loss of all things, past, present, future. I count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. See, the entire Christian life, just like Abraham, could be sandwiched between these two words, Lake Lacah. Go, leave, deny yourself, follow me. Why would we do such a crazy thing? Because we have the Lord's promises. And we believe that whoever believes in me will have eternal life. And I will go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and bring you to myself. And I will never leave you or forsake you. And in this world, you will have tribulation. You will have trials and temptation. And there will be times where you feel like the whole world is against you. You'll be persecuted for believing in me. You will suffer. You will be mocked and you will be hated by all. And there will be times where you feel like I've taken everything away from you and yet still require of you more. Deny yourself and follow me. But take heart. I've overcome the world. So Abraham went, and all God's children went with nothing in our hands except his promises. Amen.